We're returning to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, you were just reminding listeners of the nature of the threat made against Taoiseach Simon Harris, and we're going to explain what happened today.
Yeah, a bomb threat was made on the home of the Taoiseach and his family 6 weeks ago. It was made in a phone call to the Samaritans helpline at around 6 p.m. on the 26th of June. Now, Gardaí searched the house at the time, discommoding the family, but no device was found, and they commenced a criminal investigation. Detectives then went to the district court recently and secured a Section 42 warrant. This allows the Gardaí to remove an inmate from a prison as part of a criminal investigation. This morning, then, they executed that warrant when they arrested a 53-year-old man. He was taken to a Gardaí station and is being detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act and can be questioned for up to 24 hours.
You mentioned at the top of the programme that this is the third criminal investigation into threats and harassment of the Taoiseach.
Yeah, the Gardaí are also investigating a threat made against the Taoiseach and his family last weekend. The threat was posted online. On Instagram, it refers to a weapon, threatens violence against Simon Harris and his wife and children. It remained online for at least 2 days and was widely shared and circulated before Instagram removed it. And the Taoiseach subsequently said not only would he not be deterred from doing his job, but he warned the social media companies that regulations are expected to be in place by the end of the year and that Ireland will, quote, hit where it hurts if they fail to take responsibility for threatening and harmful content on their platforms. Also, anti-migrant protesters have turned up twice outside the Taoiseach's home. On Thursday, the 2nd of May, as his wife was preparing their two young children for bed, a group of around a dozen masked individuals turned up outside. They were holding banners with anti-immigrant slogans, and images were subsequently circulated on social media. In June, another small masked anti-immigrant group waving flags, Irish flags, and demanding border closures arrived at the Taoiseach's home. They were there for a short time before the Gardaí engaged and directed them to leave. The Gardaí have arrested three people so far in connection with those two incidents. It's all the one investigation.
Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds, thanks very much for joining us.